Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95 BFM Breakfast.
Morning, Latia.
Hey, Latia.
Morning, morning. Rainy Friday.
Rainy Friday.
Weather.
Good weather to watch something good.
Yes.
Yeah, and the film festival is still on, so there's lots to see today, tomorrow, Sunday.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, if you need something to do in this ugly weather. And I'm going to talk about a film from the film festival, if that's all good.
Yeah, of course.
One that I went to last night. It's called Went Up the Hill. And it's it's described as a horror fantasy, but it's more a slow burn thriller from Aotearoa. It's a New Zealand director, Samuel Van Grinsven, who I Googled. I was at the premiere of it last night at the Civic. He's like 32 and this is his second feature film. I think he's based in Australia, but I was like, oh, wow.
My well, gosh.
The rest of us need to get to it. but he was really lovely. But this film is a sinister slow burn. It is very dark, kind of a gothic tale set in Canterbury, this beautiful home over the lake. And it's about a recently deceased woman who haunts her estranged son, Jack, and her grieving widow, Jill. And when her spirit inhabits the survivors, the living must grapple with the destruction she's left behind while fighting for their own survival.
Wait, I've heard about this. There's a lot of, possession?
It's a possession film. It's a thriller. It's not like a body horror. It doesn't get kind of really gory or, anything like that. But it's definitely like a chamber gothic piece. It's very much like a psychodrama. And the leads are Dacre Montgomery, he's the Australian actor, I guess most famous for playing Billy in season 2 of Stranger Things. That kind of shot him into international sort of started. But he's been doing a lot of indie films. He's a very incredible dramatic actor. And he plays the son, Jack. And Vicky Creeps plays Jill, the estranged widow. And she's an incredible actor. I mean, anyone seen Phantom Thread? And if you haven't, you need to watch it. Mm-hmm. But they play the son and the widow, who Elizabeth, the deceased, possesses each of them. And their performances are amazing, how they conflict between the duality of these characters and then being possessed and then grappling with the trauma of the loss, but also cycles of abuse and grief. And it's really an intense film. It gets pretty intense. I won't spoil it in some places, but it gets a bit freaky and a little bit weird, but I really like it. I think for particularly New Zealand film, it is quite boundary pushing. It's quite bold. I'd say very European. And I did really like it, and it's stunningly shot. And shout out particularly to the lighting team, because a friend told me that the gaffer was Sophie Lloyd and it was an all wahine lighting team, which is really rare, and apparently the first of its kind for a feature film in New Zealand.
Wow.
So that was really cool to know.
How good. Are you going to do more film fest stuff this weekend?
Yeah, I feel like all my films are this side of the week, so I'm going to see Toy 2 Visual Sovereignty on Monday, Sentimental Value, Sirat, which was the Cannes. I think it won a lot of films at Cannes about this father and son that are trying to find their daughter in Morocco.
That looks intense.
Yeah, there's that one tomorrow night. The Wolves Come at Night. I sort of booked 10 million sort of films and I haven't really checked my the timing of getting from one to the other, but I'll make it work. But I've seen some great films this week. Saw the short film program last week, which was really awesome as well. Some incredible Aotearoa talent. So it's been a really good film festival, I think.
Yeah, I reckon. There's been some good stuff on. I'm excited for Anchor Me tomorrow night.
Oh, yes.
The Dom McGlashan film. It's going to be good.
Yes. I've heard it's good. And I'm really gutted I missed out on The Weed Eaters.
Incredible
things.
The Weed Eaters was so good.
I know. I couldn't.
I'm sorry to tell you, but it was really good.
I know. And I have asked for a screener. So if anyone's listening, please, please, I want to see it. I'm hoping it gets a wide release in New Zealand in cinemas, because
surely.
It sounds like the most exciting thing to come out of this country in a long time. So
it was pretty awesome.
Ready.
Yeah, we do the spooky ookie stuff well.
Yeah, and I've just heard it's like just crazy and gnarly and everything people want in like an indie feature. So I'm waiting for that. I will be seated. So yeah, there's I think a lot of exciting talent happening here, which is really cool.
Mm. How good. Well, big ups the Film Fest. Thank you so big much, Latia. We'll catch up with you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.
Yeah.